right, let's play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback at issuesetc.org for soundbites, and you vote for which you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Get ready to call and email because we've only got about 10 minutes to do this. The first soundbite this week comes from Pastor Stephen Hine. He was on the program. We were talking about the theology of the cross versus the theology of glory. The question really is, what should someone do if they're looking at their life and wondering, from what I can see in my life, whether or not God is favorably disposed toward me?
He really needs to resist the temptation to extrapolate on what the conditions are in his life, as if everything is going well, then God is pleased, or as if there is trial, tribulation, and suffering in his life, then God is displeased in him. Rather, he needs to understand that God comes to us in Christ Jesus in a bit of a paradoxical sort of a way, that the sure and certain way which God reveals himself as he truly is when he reveals himself in the cross of Christ. When we look at the cross of Christ with our own eyes and with our own reason and sensibilities, it would seem to be an event involving shame and suffering and weakness and great injustice. And yet there in the cross of Christ, we find God for us acting in his glory, strength, and executing perfect justice. In other words, in the injustice of the cross, we get justice. In what would seem to be the weakness and shame of the cross, there God reveals to us his glory and his strength and his great victory over the powers of sin, death, and the devil, bringing about an exchange where he dies for our sin, and we receive his perfect righteousness.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Dr. Stephen Hine on the theology of the cross. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor David Disson on the need, the life and death need, to memorize God's word.
Some years back, I received a letter out of nowhere, and it started out, "My name is John Robert Smith. You probably don't remember me." And I broke out laughing, and my wife said, "What's so funny?" Well, really, it wasn't funny. But this letter was written on the battlefield. It was written by John Robert Smith, who was in one of my catechetical classes. And I had to keep him after many times to make him memorize before I let him go home. And he just said, "I want to thank you, Pastor Disson, for making me memorize my catechism." He said, "I have God's word hid in my heart right now. I don't have a Bible with me out in the battlefield. I don't know if I'm going to live or die, but I want you to know that because you made me hide that word in my heart," and it wasn't really me, it's the Holy Spirit, but he said, "because you did that, if I die, I am going to heaven because I believe in Christ as my Savior, and the one thing that is sustaining my faith now are these Bible passages you made me memorize. Memorization, is it worth it? 110%.
That's soundbite number two from Pastor David Disson. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking with him about friendship, and he is describing here how the concept of Jesus as friend can be terribly misunderstood.
Jesus as friend gets exaggerated to the point where it's as though Jesus is the sort of person that you're going to go fishing with, you know, early in the morning. And you're going to be sort of smelly and dirty and have fish guts on you, and you're just going to be drinking beer and laughing together. And at some point, you know, you might reach over and say, "Hey, Jesus, pull my finger." You know, I mean, it's and if you can't do that, then, you know, it's not the gospel because you're not comfortable. And you have to be this sort of ultimate comfortableness with Jesus that you're not afraid in any way, if I'm not just having a blast all the time. And that's utterly ridiculous. And it's not helpful in the end because that's not our relationship with Jesus. That's the kind of abuse of Jesus as friend that has sometimes come among us.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's the fourth soundbite for your consideration. Dr. Ken Sherb talking about a wrong emphasis on our part in prayer.
Haven't you ever noticed if the prayers haven't been terribly well prepared in advance, and it occurs to him in the middle of the prayer that he's praying for somebody that nobody in the congregation knows, and they're just not going to understand this prayer. And so he just sort of puts the information that he wants to tell the people into the prayer itself. And so he says something like, "And, O Lord, we pray for Joe and Sue, who just got married in Nashville last weekend." The people obviously need to know that, but it's just as obvious that God doesn't. God doesn't need us to inform him of stuff like that. But when we put the emphasis too much on our action in prayer, it can be almost as if we're thinking, God won't know this stuff if we don't tell him. God won't do something if we don't ask him. And the better job we do of asking him, the more detail, even down to, you know, wedding at 3 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Church, reception to follow, and they got a lovely group of toasters at the reception. We're afraid that if we don't give a bunch of detail, then God's going to find that prayer easy to overlook. Then we're beginning to use prayer as an instrument to get something out of God, and then you have the danger that we're really putting all the shoes on the wrong feet. We're thinking of prayer more in terms of what we're putting into it than what God is giving us. So it can become really dangerous then to say prayer is what we count on.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Dr. Ken Cherb on the wrong emphasis in prayer. Should it be soundbite number 1? Stephen Hine on the theology of the cross, 1-877-623-MYIE. We have less than 5 minutes to play, folks, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Dave Disson on the need to memorize, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 3, Pastor David Peterson on Jesus as my friend abused, 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org. Or should it be soundbite number 4 that we just heard from Dr. Ken Cherb on the wrong emphasis in prayer? Let's play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Coming up here in about 5 minutes after we finish Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, hour 2 of Issues Etc., we'll talk about pro-life Democrats with Kristen Day of Democrats for Life. We'll talk with Dr. Alvin Schmidt on the influence of Christianity on Western civilization. He's author of the book How Christianity Changed the World. And then Monday, I'm staying home and mowing the grass. Monday on the program, Mormonism will be the subject with Pastor Bill McKeever. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. I like playing Soundbite of the Week because it's like reviewing the entire week of Issues Etc. in just a few minutes. Let's see what Nate in Austin, Texas has to say. Nate, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd. Long time no talk to you. My son and I decided we wanted to vote for soundbite number 1. His vote for it was because we always talk about Jesus and the cross, and I like to be reminded that the cross is foolishness to those who aren't being, to those who are perishing,
Nate,
and those who are being saved. He's hugging me.
All right, Nate, thank you very much. That's 2 votes, Nate and his son, for soundbite number 1. Let's see what Bob in Jackson, Missouri has to say. Bob, welcome.
Hello, Todd. Great you're back on air. I'd like to vote for number 2, how great it is to memorize the scripture.
Thank you very much, Bob. Boy, it holds you in good stead. It makes it much easier later in life when you don't have your Bible in hand or even your memory in hand. So that's 2 votes for soundbite number 1, 1 for soundbite number 2. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Mike in Strasburg, Illinois. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Would like to vote for soundbite number 2. Probably should, since he was my vicarage supervisor. But would also like the statement that he made about the importance of memory work. I experienced that in my own ministry with a student that remembered his memory work at a rather opportune time in the middle of an automobile accident.
Good. Well, thank you, Mike, and thanks for listening out there in Strasbourg. That's a tie between soundbite number one, soundbite number two. This email comes from Danny in Canada. He says, it seems that confirmation today has been dumbed down so that all we can participate and feel good about ourselves. Feelings and emotions are winning over the Word of God because we think that these things can keep the kids in church. The Word of God triumphs over whatever obstacle we make up in our heads when making up our confirmation curriculum. That's a vote, I think, for soundbite number two. And since time is out, oh no, Dennis in Michigan says it seems that confirmation today has been dumbed down. And actually, that's the same email. But Dennis in Michigan, which one did he vote for, Jeff? Four. Dave Disson, soundbite number two. That's got to be the winner with four votes in this very short Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Pastor Dave Disson on the need to memorize the... Oh, it's got another vote coming in here. That makes it five votes. It's the runaway winner on the life and death need to memorize God's Word. And as he said, plant it deep in your heart. It is life, by the way, you know. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Yeah.